When Medicare started offering prescription drug coverage, a lot of states gave up their own programs. Not Wisconsin. It kept its independent program, arguing it was cheaper, much simpler for seniors, and does not have a gap in coverage. Tom Frazier of the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups is a big advocate of senior care, and he's not alone. Every member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation wrote to the Obama administration asking the program be continued.
I don't think I've ever seen a program that has had such bipartisan support in a time where, you know, as we continue to see, bipartisanship is not the norm in Madison or Washington.
Frazier says about 40% of the total cost is paid for through rebates from drug makers. The popular program has about 86,000 seniors enrolled. That's down a bit. Karen Timberlake, Secretary of the Wisconsin Health Department, says that decrease may be due to the federal program becoming more familiar. Others may not want to enroll in senior care without knowing how long it might continue.
People are very keenly aware of the fact that our current federal approval to offer senior care only goes through the end of 2009, and so we think it's very important for people to understand that Governor Doyle is absolutely committed to keeping senior care alive.
Timberlake says they're very optimistic the Obama administration will continue senior care. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.